Well, I don't favor talking to vermin, but I'll talk to you just this once.
Exchange-traded funds are the investment world's new frontier.
You better listen.
But with so many choices and styles, the ETF world is a bit like the Wild Wild West, filled with new issues and ideas, but fraught with the same old dangers of investing.
If you're looking for trouble, I'll accommodate you.
Every Thursday, Tom Lydon of ETF Trends comes to Money Life to tell us about one ETF that is wearing the white hat right now.
Take it easy. We're the good guys.
He'll point out the good, the bad, and the ugly as he tells you which investment is worth taking a shot on.
That's good shooting.
And names his ETF of the week.
Now, Wild West.
That's right. It's ETF of the week time. It means we're joined by Tom Lydon, editor of ETF Trends. He joins us each week at this time to highlight an ETF. It's not always a buy. Sometimes it's a sell. Sometimes it's a... like, take a look. We're not quite there yet, but we're getting to that point where this is going to be particularly interesting. But the reason for that is that ETF Trends, the website, well, it's not just about, hey, this is what you buy now or this is what you sell now. It's all things ETF related. Again, for information, ETFtrends.com, on Twitter, at ETF Trends. Tom's on Twitter. He's at Tom Lydon. But right now, he's on Money Life. And I'm pleased to say, Tom, welcome back to the show.
Hey, great to be back, Chuck.
Our ETF of the week is...
the iShares Currency Hedged MSCI Germany ETF, ticker H-E-W-G.
H-E-W-G. The iShares Currency Hedged MSCI Germany ETF, H-E-W-G. I can't pretend here, Tom, that I am well-versed in this fund. In fact, donning my best fake German.
I know nothing. Nothing.
I know currency hedging. But why Germany and currency hedged now?
It is a mouthful, Chuck. But if you look at the assets that have been flowing into ETF so far in 2015, the European currency hedge products have seen by far, hands down, as far as specialized ETFs, more money than we've seen in a long, long time. And the reasons are right. The fundamentals are right. A couple things, if you bear with me. Here in the U.S., we are getting close to getting ready for rising interest rates, as Janet Yellen has her finger on the trigger, and just looking for a little bit more inflation numbers in order to pull it. But while we're doing that, we've actually seen rates tick up a little bit. But while this whole thing has been going on, we know what's been going on in Europe, and the ECB has instituted a pretty hefty quantitative easing program that they're just starting to put in place. What that does is it puts pressure on the euro, and the euro's heading in the opposite direction. Well, hopefully that will help the economies over there, but what we know, even though they have a unified currency, the countries in the eurozone tend to operate independently sometimes. However, Germany right now, hands down, is the strongest. And enjoying, during a period of time when they've had a lot of challenges in the economies over there, their GDP is up, slated for 1.5% growth this year, which is great. Getting down to the bottom line is there's a lot of manufacturing, like German cars or machinery or chemical products, that now can be exported out of Germany to places like the U.S. where they are appearing to be less expensive and should be treated more favorably. So a BMW costs a heck of a lot less than it did just a year ago. Doesn't mean you and I are going out and shopping and buying one, Chuck, but it does make it more favorable for auto sales.
It does. At the same time, why are we tilting specifically towards Germany when we're going to see a stronger dollar against all European currencies?
Well, it's true, but I think what we're saying in this situation, and you and I have had some great conversations about currency hedging. This is not just buying the stocks in Germany. It's buying the stocks in Germany and hedging out the lower euro and the rising dollar. So in fact, you're getting a more pure play. This ETF specifically is up over 20% so far year to date, when the German pure play marketplace is up about 9%. So right now, currency investing is going to become, and has already become, a more important part of your international and your global allocation. If you're an investor and you've got any type of foreign investment right now, you have to understand what a rising dollar and a declining foreign currency does to your equity portfolio, especially your foreign equity portfolio. So, kind of cutting to the chase here, rather than diversifying, which is something that you can do, if you do understand currency hedging and you do understand opportunities in growing economies, specifically in Europe, here's an opportunity where the trend line is in place. You could take a 3% position out of your equity portfolio. And my feeling is that this trend will continue as over the next 2 and 3 years, we're going to see rising rates, rising dollar in the U.S., and as QE kicks in over in Europe as a whole, that euro is going to decline. Hopefully that continues to help the German economy, the European economy, and we'll continue to see HEWG advance.
Is this just pulling money from some of your broader Europe exposure to get this fund, and how much? And also, is it a 200-day moving average play?
Yeah, I would say in this, as far as your overall equity portfolio, maybe 3%. If you're a little concerned or disenchanted with emerging markets, there's probably a reason to continue to be concerned about emerging markets, as you don't necessarily see the prospect for growth that you've seen in the European zone right now because of this QE program. So 3% of your overall equity portfolio, and yes, stick to the 200-day average. Currency can definitely affect fluctuation, but it is clearly above right now, and as long as it stays above, it looks like this trend is going to continue to stay in place.
So it's the ETF of the week, the iShares Currency Hedged MSCI Germany ETF, ticker symbol HEWG. You know, I played this at the beginning.
I know nothing, nothing.
Well, now you know something, as do I, about the iShares Currency Hedged MSCI Germany ETF. Suggested allocation up to 3% of your equity holdings. And again, playing that 200-day moving average because it's above that trend. Tom Lydon, thanks as always for joining us.
Thanks, Chuck.
Tom Lydon is the editor of ETF Trends. You can follow him online at Tom Lydon. You can follow ETF Trends at ETF Trends, and you can get much more information by going to the website, ETFTrends.com. We're off to a great start on the Thursday edition of Money Life. Up next, Ned Riley from Riley Asset Management in for the big interview when Money Life continues.